This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. We've heard about Marcellus Shale and Utica Shale. Members of the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition gathered the public Monday night in Westmoreland near Huntington to discuss the Rogersville Shale. Clark Davis has more.
The forum was designed to inform the public of a newly discovered shale formation, the Rogersville Shale. The shale is concentrated in Calhoun, Roan, Jackson, Kanawha, Putnam, Lincoln, Wayne, and Cabell counties in West Virginia, but also extends into Kentucky. Diane Beatty is with the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition.
Well, there's a lot of interest on the part of oil and gas companies in the very deep Rogersville Shale Formation.
The forum featured presenters who have been affected by the influx of fracking in the northern Marcellus Shale region of West Virginia, each with a different story about what fracking has done to their community. Beatty says they just want to inform and educate before things begin to change because of the new shale discovery.
Before this part of the state is turned into a major oil and natural gas production area and transformed into something that looks nothing like it does now, that people in the area ought to know what's going on and have a say in what kind of economic development we want to see in this part of the state.
Marilyn Howells is from Wayne County and has already received a letter about purchasing her mineral rights. She says she just wants people in the region to think about what fracking could mean and to make sure to consult others before making a decision.
And so it's all kind of in a way that you can't control things, and they are. So I think everybody should go to a lawyer and see. I'm just throwing ideas out that crossed my mind.
Test wells for the Rogersville Shale have been established in Putnam County and across the river from Wayne County in Lawrence County, Kentucky. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.
This is West Virginia Morning at 7:46. A flash flood watch is in effect for Brooke, Hancock, Marion, Marshall, Monongalia, Ohio, and Wetzel counties until noon today. Partly sunny skies, but with rain and thunderstorms in our forecast. Temperatures will be in the 80s today. Scattered rain and thunderstorms overnight with lows in the 60s. And the same for tomorrow, partly sunny with scattered rain and thunderstorms. Temperatures remaining in the 80s.
Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by Tamarack, where environmentalist Meredith Young fashions colorful tin cans into upcycled jewelry. Located at I-77, exit 45 and tamarackwv.com.
It's an exciting time to live in Berkeley County in the eastern panhandle of West Virginia. The economy is growing and diversifying. So is the population as people from the nearby cities of D.C. and Baltimore migrate ever westward in search of a lower cost of living and more relaxed pace of life. More than half work outside the county, which sits at a crossroads of interstates and enjoys a commuter rail to D.C. An 83% rise in population over the past 25 years has put stress on certain services, particularly schools. But community ties are also being stretched as people from all over the world learn to call Berkeley County home. The people there are challenged to find new ways of relating to each other and find strength in their diversity. Producer Catherine Moore traveled to the county looking for stories about its increasing diversity and the community engagement practices that are making a difference. Her first stop was a meeting of What's Next Berkeley County, where residents came together to talk about how they can create more opportunities for prosperity in the county.
This is what we're trying to figure out, right? So how do we create more diverse and vibrant opportunities here in our county?
Change is coming fast to Berkeley County, and there's a lot to talk about.
And we have a lot going on. We've been going through this transition with growth consistently for quite some time, and I think we're reaching a point where that's even going to accelerate.
That's What's Next Berkeley County facilitator James Hersick, who's helping residents navigate the conversation. They talk about tourism, arts, better quality jobs, how to connect all the great stuff going on in the community already. And they talk about economic justice, too, how to ensure that no one's left behind as the economy advances, rich and poor alike. Then someone looks around the room, sees a lot of middle-class white folks, and makes a healthy observation.
unless you're really talking to the underemployed and the unemployed in this area, you don't know what they need. So I think having a little bit more diversity in our whole makeup when we're having these discussions, age, race, socioeconomic, everything has to be represented.
Including people like Guadalupe Bustillos, one of about 4,000 Hispanics living in the county. During the discussion, she's ringing up customers in her tiny Latino grocery store downtown. It's not that she doesn't want to be involved or doesn't care. In fact, Bustillos says her dream job is to work for her church and serve her community full time. So what's stopping her?
Working here 12 hours every day. I don't have employee. I have to do everything for myself. So I don't have a time. When I close my store, I see no money, the sign money. I see sign bed.
Instead of seeing dollar signs at the end of the day, a work-weary Bustillos sees visions of her bed. She's laughing, but in all seriousness.
So many people here working too hard.
When it comes to community engagement, a lack of time isn't the only reason Bustillos might opt out. She says she feels too different here. Her son left the state to attend college in neighboring Maryland because he felt that many people here in West Virginia only saw the color of his skin.
My son say, "Mommy, I don't want to study in the state. I don't like it."
And someday, Bustillos says she might join him.
Really, Maryland is much better. I like more Maryland. Over there, you don't see the difference like here.
So what would it take to get her involved in shaping the future of this place? Ken Walker is a pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church and one of the organizers of What's Next Berkeley County. And he has an idea. Why not bring the conversation to her?
I think we need to start figuring out how to have the conversation in the neighborhoods where there is a difference in our social economics and diversity.
Perhaps no neighborhood represents that diversity better than Burke Street, home to the most diverse school in West Virginia. Minority enrollment at Burke Street Elementary is at 50%, and the school will double in size next year. Its families come from all over the world looking for a better life. But finding it can be a struggle when you're new in town, and that's where Charlotte Norris comes in.
If you're a family that has moved here from another country and you don't have those supports, that's really important to create your own system of support. Actually, we create community, and that's what we're doing here in the neighborhood.
Norris is a volunteer with the Burke Street Promise neighborhood, which uses community engagement as one tactic to break the cycle of generational poverty that traps many in the neighborhood. The Burke Street Promise neighborhood is a 40-block area modeled on the famous Harlem Children's Zone in New York City and supported by the United Way. Their approach is long-term, based on the premise that the best chance these kids have of rising into the middle class is a college education.
How's school going?
Good.
What grade are you in now?
11.
Oh my gosh. So did you take any of your tests, your ACT, SAT?
A high schooler is picking up his little sister from school. Norris chats with him and the rest of the parents, catches up on their latest, an upcoming U.S. citizenship ceremony.
Her mom passed the citizenship test.
About with the flu.
Oh, he's sick. Oh, okay. I'll let Bill know.
The Promise Initiative provides a host of free programs for families. Mentoring, a free produce market, preschool prep. In all kinds of ways, it connects parents with resources to meet their basic needs. But for all that to happen, parents have to feel comfortable engaging with the program's leaders and with each other. They have to feel a part of the community.
It's not always easy to meet your neighbors. It's not always easy to get to know your neighbors. You know, you speak different languages, you're from different communities.
Siobhan Johnson grows food in the Promise neighborhood's community garden.
So it's just hard to find common ground. The school is one place that's common ground for everybody, and one of the others is the community garden.
To create wealth long-term, the Promise neighborhood has to first create community in this diverse neighborhood. And Nora says she sees things changing as a result of all the engagement efforts. Shy mothers are learning to speak English and getting more involved in their kids' education. Dishes at the potlucks represent an increasingly diverse mix of nationalities. And the award ceremonies for parents who serve as community role models are increasing in size.
early on, we would beg members of our committee and volunteers to come just so that there would be people here to give the kids a pat on the back. And now when you come to those awards assemblies, it's standing room only.
As Berkeley County's economy and demographics become more diverse, residents search for ways to make the parts feel whole. Again, Pastor Ken Walker.
Part of prosperity is not just the idea of economic gains, as it is the wellness and wholeness of the community. I believe that they're tied together.
If people don't have economic power, says Walker, they can never truly be whole. And without a feeling of wholeness in the community, a truly healthy economy will remain out of reach.
We cannot have a genuine solution without those other folks at the table.
That's What's Next Berkeley County facilitator James Hersick again. He says the lack of socioeconomic diversity at the community forum wasn't for lack of want or lack of effort on the organizers' part. He thinks they just haven't quite opened the right door yet. But they're going to keep trying, and he thinks they're getting close. For West Virginia Public Radio and What's Next West Virginia, I'm Catherine Moore in Martinsburg.
And this story comes from Appalachian Transition Fellow Catherine Moore, who visited communities across the state to find out how people are thinking about the future as part of a multimedia series that looks at what's next for the economy of West Virginia. You can see all the pieces, plus a few photos to match with these voices, and learn more about Berkeley County's economy at wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. We welcome your comments. You can send them to feedback at wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.